Page 31. Activity 4. Constructing an outline.
So, after nearly a month of fasting, the eggs are laid in little nests made of stones by the males. Then, family life begins. Although the parenting instinct is very strong and parental care is truly dedicated and careful, as many as 75% of the eggs are lost due to catastrophic floods, deaths of the parents, destruction of the nests by landslides or heavy snows, bad behavior of the hooligan males I mentioned before, and, of course, there are the skuas, the predatory birds that come down from the sky to eat the eggs and even baby penguins.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
That's so sad.
Yes, that's sad, but some eggs do survive, of course. And once the chicks, the baby penguins, begin to hatch out of the eggs, the penguin colony teems with life. The long fast is over, and the parents take turns feeding and bringing back food for their new penguin chick. It is during this period that we can see the comical character of the penguin. They often go off to feed in large groups, walking or sliding in single-file lines on their way from their nesting ground to the ocean. At the shoreline, they dare one another to jump into the water. They often approach the edge of a cliff and then retreat over and over again until finally one brave penguin dives in. Then the others follow almost at once, jumping into the water from exactly the same spot on the shore. In the water, they play various water sports that they've invented while they fill themselves up with krill and other small sea animals. It's not all fun and games, however. Even though their black and white color helps hide them, there is not very much the penguins can do to protect themselves from the jaws of the sea leopard. This scary creature looks like a cross between a seal and a great white shark. Some of you might remember the movie Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure, right. We do. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Well, the sea leopard's jaw is just as tough as the white shark's. The sea leopard is really a large seal with many large, sharp teeth, an aggressive disposition, and a taste for penguin meat. Even though penguins are excellent swimmers, it is difficult for them to escape these ferocious predators. For this reason, the group of feeding penguins is smaller when it returns to the nesting ground. But penguins are generous creatures, and food is shared with the orphan chicks, the chicks whose parents have been killed. Adult penguins also share babysitting duties. One bird will watch over several chicks while the others play.
Even the males?
Especially the males.
Hear that, you guys?
Oh, yes. Penguins share everything, and they love to visit with neighbors, explore nearby ice floes or islands, and even climb mountains, following the leader in long lines up the mountainside. When the mating season finally ends, the penguins line up in rows like little black and white soldiers and prepare to march to the sea. Responding to a signal that humans cannot perceive, the penguins suddenly begin their highly organized and orderly walk. At the edge of the sea, they stand as if at attention again, waiting for another signal. When it is given, they begin their swim back to their winter home on another part of the continent. Well, I think I'm keeping you a bit late. If Professor Gill will invite me back, maybe we can continue talking about penguins another time.
Yeah, oh, that would be great.
Oh, that would be great.
Thanks a lot, Professor.
Please do come back,
Thank
Professor.
You.
Definitely. Please do come back. Thank you so much, Professor Bird. We all enjoyed your talk tremendously.